SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Ken Lorman has results on a new poll that finds the GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats.
According to the poll, voters by a six-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats. And that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Columbia University agreeing to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision. School's move is in reaction to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions in federal funding. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump proposing a takeover of Ukrainian power plants. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In the meantime, Ukraine says Russian drones have hit the city of Zaporizhia, killing three people and wounding at least 14 others overnight. The attack set fire to a number of residential buildings, cars, and infrastructure, despite Moscow agreeing to a limited ceasefire. This is SRN News. People in the United Kingdom are buying a lot of Bibles.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota State Senate rejecting a measure that would have called on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalize same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. State House passed the resolution last month. There are no gay marriage cases before the Supreme Court or in the legal pipeline right at this time. This is SRN News. The world has lost a legend.
Boxing legend George Foreman has died. The fearsome heavyweight lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before authoring an inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion and a successful businessman. We all probably own a George Foreman grill. A native Texan, Foreman began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist who inspired fear as he climbed to the peak of the heavyweight division by stopping Joe Frazier in 1973. George Foreman was 76. Ron Taylor reporting.
Kitty Dukakis, the wife of former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, has died. She was 88. The mother of three won high marks as a political campaigner during her husband's failed presidential bid. She revealed during the campaign she had overcome a 26-year addiction to amphetamines. More details at SRNnews.com.